This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Mesa County will go to court over a recent immigration stop. CPR's Haley May has more.
In early June, a Mesa County Sheriff's deputy stopped a 19-year-old driver. He also alerted federal immigration enforcement agents who later detained her, kept her in an Aurora facility for 15 days, and began deportation proceedings. Colorado's attorney general is suing the deputy, saying his actions violated a state law that limits what local law enforcement can share with immigration officials. Now, Mesa County has filed suit, saying that law is too vague. They also say the deputy shared information to help with drug enforcement operations. Haley May, CPR News.
The owner of Colorado's largest coal mine is optimistic about its future. It points to spiking demand for power and changes from the Trump administration. Core Natural Resources operates the West Elk coal mine in the North Fork Valley in western Colorado. It expects new data centers to bring more need for electricity, and the recently passed federal budget law makes coal mining easier on public land. Paul Lang is Core's CEO.
We applaud the President and Congress for their leadership and foresight in taking these historic steps. It will help ensure that U.S. coal remains a key element of America's future energy supply.
But generating power from coal is still often more expensive than using solar or wind power. The West Elk mine has faced criticism for air pollution and building a road through pristine wilderness. Several fires continue to burn on the western slope, including the Lee, LaRue, Elk, and Turner Gulch fires. The governor has declared a state of emergency and called in the National Guard for help. This is CPR News.